Why don't we just go ahead and move on to the next patient? This is the patient with the Cleopatra regimen.
So this is a very interesting lady. She has a history of von Hippel-Lindau syndrome at baseline. So she's had some exposure to the medical community even before her diagnosis of breast cancer. She was like in the early 60s when she was diagnosed, and not for a comorbid conditions, but she was always like frailer than her age would suggest, and a little bit more apprehensive about any medical therapy, and she was always worried that she would get more complications than other people would. So she presented with the right-sided breast cancer, had surgery, ER-positive, HER2-negative disease on presentation, had multiple positive lymph nodes. I believe she had 3 positive lymph nodes. Because she had a strong preference to avoiding chemotherapy, we got the Oncotype DX assay, despite the fact that she had 3 positive lymph nodes, and the Oncotype revealed a high score of 36. So based on that, we gave her 4 cycles of docetaxel and cyclophosphamide, which she did well with. She surprised herself with how well she did. Other than for alopecia, she actually sailed through it fairly well. And then after that, I placed her on adjuvant hormonal therapy with anastrozole. Did well for, I think, about a year or so when she developed a solitary liver lesion, which I biopsied, and it came back as metastatic hormone-positive breast cancer. Once again, this was ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer. She was otherwise doing well, had no other sites of disease.